Weiter in Shas. We're in Daf Chaf. Pick it up on Yutasamabes by the bottom of the page. Second to last line. Amar Rav Murray. Now, we had a discussion. Different statements we're learning out based off ideas from our Mishnah. There's a machlokas about whether or not you have something known as chulin, shenasu al taras hakodesh. That means that people are very careful with their chulin in a way that they treat it like kodesh. So, does it take on the status of Kodesh itself? Can you really do that? This is machlokas. Some say that yes, you can do that, and that it has the status of Kodesh now, that even a sheni can make it into a shlishi, or a shlishi into a vi, that's a level of Kodesh. However, there are those that say, no, it doesn't. It's not true. You can make chulin, you're able to treat it like that, yet at the same time, though, it's not actually going to impact it like that's going to remain like chulin. So it says the Gemara now, Shema Minor, for a Mishnah, chulin shenasu al-taras hakodesh, ki kodesh damu mimai. How do we know? Why would you say that? Beep, turn the page. Chaf Amar Alf. Answer is, because it doesn't give it its own level, its own status.
We went through the different levels and categories of things go up. Chulin and Truma, Kacha, Mechatas. This is never its own categories. It must be that it's like the idea of Kochim. Kaddish itself. Says Gemara, who says? Vidoma Haidalo Katani Bahu Maila, Deal Damu La Truma. Because if they're like Truma, then Hatani Truma. And let it say truma vi dam lechulin. If it's like chulin, then ha tani lechulin. Let it say chulin. It's not really tani mishnah. Chulin shenas al taras hakodesh. The chulin that's done al taras hakodesh. Hariki chulin, it's like chulin. But lozer, but tzadik omer hariki truma, it's like truma. So maybe it's taka like chulin, and in which case it's not like cuts them all together, and therefore you don't have a raya. Ella says Gemara. If we can't learn from that part, then let's learn out from the seifa. Ella seifa. Mi seifa. Yosi ben Yoezer hayachasid shebekuna. He was a chasid in a kuna. Very highest level of the coin, the way he behaved towards his food. His napkin was considered a level of tuma of tuma of midras for somebody who ate kachim. Yochanan ben Gudgin, ha'yochal taras hakodesh kol yamav. He ate everything, even his chulin. He ate like taras hakodesh. It was considered, it was tame by a midras of someone who was involved with chatas, meaning the paraduma. Lechatas in lekodesh lo. It seems that it holds that higher status. Alma kasaver chulin shenas al taras hakodesh ki kodesh damu. You treat it like that, it becomes like kodesh itself. Taking us down now to the bottom of the amud is going to be the inyan of hesach hadas. Now, there's someone who goes ahead and they don't have complete focus on something, whether or not it retains its same level of tara or not. We know if you're careful in something, you're watching it. So then fine, it's going to be good to go. Everything's fine with it. But if you take your mind off it, then maybe it became tummy. If it became tummy, it's a bit of a problem depending on what level and how it affects other things. So let's take a look. Amar Rav Yonas Amin Elazar. Nafla Marufarta Himenu. Let's say you have a person. We're dealing with a person over here who's very careful. One of the who's known as these people that are like Prussian. They're careful and they take care of all of their food and the way that they behave. They eat all their food like it's in a state of Tyra. So, here we go. Let's say a person, Mafarta Rashi says, what they're talking about, that is a sudar, a handkerchief, or a, you know, like a scarf. Some of the scarf that goes in, it falls off. And Amar Lechaver, and then he says to his friend, Tanali, could you give it to me? And Tanali gives it to him, Tamea. It is Tamea. Says Rashi, even if the other person is Tahor, it's still going to be Tamea. You know why? Because we're going to see later on, the reason is that there's Chazaka, Ina de Meshamer Mashabiyat Chavero. Chazaka is a person doesn't guard what is in the hands of their friends, even if it's right in front of them. Therefore, lifika hulo shamer biyad chavero v'gam zeh shenasnu lo lohir chash l'shomro. And the second guy who picked it up, he wasn't careful to watch over it. The Meimar Amri says to himself, kiven ta'amar leitun ali hu en yodea im tamei ani im tahor. Since this guy, he says, give it to me. I'm paying attention whether I'm tamei or I'm tahor. Therefore, lo chash l'tahor. So must be he's not caring about what is tahor now. V'yishkan hesach adas. That's called hesach hadas. Machmir mitaris have a hesach hadas tuma. Those who are machmir, hesach hadas now is going to be mitami the thing. So that's number one, Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar. Now, number two, Amram Yonasan ben Amram. Two Yonasans, Yonasan ben Elazar, Yonasan ben Amram. He says, Nischafalo kelim shel Shabbos v'kelim shel Yichol. Ulav sham. Let's say a person goes to get dressed. And he has his Shabbos clothing and he has his weekday clothing. Now, people are careful with their weekday clothing. This particular person says is careful. Make sure that it's going to stay in the level of Tara, but the Shabbos clothing even more careful with. And let's say he accidentally took the Shabbos clothing instead of the weekday clothing. Right? He wanted to take the weekday, he took the Shabbos clothing. What happens? Nitmu, they become Tameh. Interesting. Says Rashi, Nitmu, Kasakataiti Hashta, the Sphere Lay, Mishmar, Mishamar, Dover, Bechetska, Shahu, Dover Ze, Venimsa, Shahu. It must be that we're at least in the opinion right now that someone who's guarding something when they think it's one level, but really another level is not considered a good guarding. Statement number three, Amar Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadik. So we have first one we said, Yonasan ben Elazar. Second one is Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram. And now we have a third statement here, Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadik. Maisa Bishtein Hashem Chavir says a story about two friends, two women. When it says Chavir here, it means like they're a chaver, the status of chaver, meaning they're very careful, like we said, like a parish. Very careful to mentar. It was two women, very careful. Since chafel hem kleim, bebeis hamerchatz. Their clothing got mixed up when they went to the bathhouse. Uba ma'isa lefnei Rabbi Akiva. The story came in front of Rabbi Akiva. Avitimon. And he said that it is tamei. The clothing are going to be tamei. Like we said before, they're guarding something, but they didn't realize that they were guarding, so therefore it has a different level. It's just like the Shabbos shtiklach that we just said. If someone goes and he sticks his hand into a basket in order to take out a thing of bread, you want to take out wheat bread. And it comes out bread that's made out of barley. So you're going to say, well, that's also going to become tamei because it's like he wasn't guarding it properly because he took the bread that he wasn't interested in taking. You want to say, yep, why not? But Tanya, but we learned in a braisa, seemingly not like that. If a person goes into guarding a chavis, a barrel, because he thought that inside it's wine. It turns out it's oil. Tahora mi le tamei. It has a status that it's taller, that it's not going to go ahead and make something else that it's tamei. What do you see from there? You see that if you had the wrong idea about what something was, it's still considered because it's a good shmira. Giving my back, according to you, I'm a safer, say the safer that same statement, but it's going to be also to eat. Why should it be also to eat? Aren't you telling me that it's good? It should be okay, it should be fine. Maybe you may know that we answer. But Omer, we're talking about, somebody says, Shemartia midavar matame. I was careful with it in a way that it's midavar hametama, velo midavar haposla. I'm going to be careful with it in something that would make it making it tameh, but not to the level that it's going to make it puzzle. Something which is, these are two different levels. Tameh means something that becomes tameh and will be metameh other things. Puzzle is where it won't be metameh something else, but itself can become tameh. So it was guarding in a way that it's not going to be coming to a level where it's going to puzzle other things, but it's not on a level that it's going to be, that it's, let me say that again, I don't know, remember what I just said. It's only going to be metame in a way that it itself becomes tame, but not to a level where it's going to be able to metame other things. So what comes out from this at the end of the day? We see that there's such a concept that you can guard it, even if it's for something else. Omika nitirusa bapalga. The Gemara just like, this is going on a tangent within this world. Is there such a thing you can half guard something? Does that really exist? The Gemara in v'otanya, meaning b'nichusa, it's a raya, hosted yadu basali, put your hand in the basket, vasal al ksefo. And you have this thing which is on your shoulder. Rashi says it's a salsha te'enim maksefo. Magrefa b'toch ha'sal. You have this little magrefa. We learn this in Masechus Shabbos. Magrefa is the thing that's used in order to clear out a kira, an oven, from the stuff that's in it. V'gam avdilim bo te'enim. It's also used in order to go ahead and separate te'enim and separate figs that are stuck one with the other. V'haya b'liba ha'sal. And his mind was dafka on the figs themselves. V'haya b'liba al magrefa, but not on the magrefa, on the thing which they would use to separate the figs. Ha'sal tahor v'magrefa tamea. You see, one ends up being tar and one becomes tame. So we see that there is such a concept of nitirusa lapalga that you could split up the guardings of something. Frekta Gemara, sal tahor, and tell me the sal is going to be tar. It's tame. I'm a grateful sal. It should go ahead and it should be matame because you're saying the magrefa is puzzled is tame. Then it should go ahead and it should make the other things that are in it tame also. It's Gemara, ain't kli matame kli. A kli is not matame another kli. Unless it's an avatum. This is an avatum. It's not going to be matame another kli. I have a time of much of a sal. Why is that a time of things that are in the sal at least? The figs that are there. That's Gemara. I'm Ravina. But Omer, talking about the key. So a person says, Shemarati midavar shemitamo. I was guarding the shovel from something that's going to make it tame velo midavar apostle, but not from something that's going to make it puzzle. Same as we said before, it was only guarding it on a superficial level that it itself won't be able to make something get to a level of tame that's going to be tame something else. But it wasn't guarding it as much that if it becomes tame, that it itself will become tame. Or that, I guess that it'll become puzzle, to be more accurate in my wording here. Therefore, it's not going to be tame something else. It's just it itself becomes affected, but it can't affect something else. So there is a splitting of the
there is a way to split these things.
Now, don't get totally sidetracked here. Remember what we were talking about. Mikom Makom Kasha, still we have our original Kasha that we said. There's all side points of trying to figure out the little details of that Brisa. But we know that Rav Yonah said ben Amram, Rav Yonah ben Sotug, Sotug said that if you're being Shomer something and you think that it's something else, it's not going to be good. But we have a Brisa that says that if you have something which is oil, you thought it was wine, turns out it's really oil, that it actually works. It's going to be taller. So then what's going on? Question number one. Now, the ode. And furthermore, Moshe Rabbi Ravua came along and deflected the kasha. Okay, we have another brisa. Ma'aseh b'Yishach is a story about a woman. Shabbos after Rabbi Shmuel, she came in front of Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar lo, and said to him, Rebbe, beg et zeh, arektiv b'tahara. I was careful with this beggar that made it in Tahara. V'loya b'libi l'shomer b'tahara. I didn't have in mind, though, to be shomer in Tahara, but at the same time, even though I wasn't focused on that, I know that there was no tum over there. So what's going to be the din? Because apparently we know that it's something which you're not having focused das on. It's hesed das, if it's going to become tame. But should it really be the case? Because I know that there's no tuma. During the investigations that they checked her out, Armelo, she said, nida mashcha imi b'chevel. There was a nida who came to help me set up the rope that was set up in order to actually start off the process of weaving it. Oh, fantastic. Says Rashi Shekasha Ba'al B'chli Ariga B'Shemes Tisa. Maybe she got and she was like moving it and she was carrying it. Therefore, that itself should already be metamed. But Mishmal, he says, Kama Gedolim Divicham, look how great the words of Chacham are. Shayom, they said, B'libo L'Shomer Tor, if you're actually actively thinking, then it's going to become Tor. Ain't B'libo L'Shomer, if you're not thinking of guarding, it's going to be Tame. Because this woman, clearly, she saw that through the discussions when she probably came out and said, oh yeah, and this woman helped her. She's like, oh, she's in need. So when she came with the original question of saying, I wasn't actively guarding it, but I know that there was no tumma there. So we say, sorry, next try. Amr Lo. Oh, sorry. Shuv my Sabisha Achas was another story. Shabbat Safi Rabbi Shalom came from Mishmal Amr Lo. She said, Rebbe, Mapa Zuar Aktia Batara. This mapa, this piece of clothing, I also did it. It's tablecloth. I did a batara, but again, the same question. When we talk bedikos, Shahi Rabbi Yishmael Botka, and through checking her out, says Amar Lo, she said, Rebbe, Nima Nifskali, there was a thread that while I was dealing with this, it got Nifsakit, it broke, it came apart. Ukshartia bapeh, and I tied it back using my mouth. Rashi points out, it's talking about before, this is before anything was done, before anything was Arug, is when she did that. And did it with her mouth. And Amr Bishmol says, "Kama gedolim divrei chacham, look how great the chacham are." Shalhi ba omrim belibo l'shomo tahor, ein belibo l'shomo tameh. Because we know that the roke, the spit of a nida, is like the same level as nida. And by the time that she finished sewing it together, if it was still moist, then it probably still was. It could have been still moist, and therefore it would become tameh. So, another example. Kum techois from these stories, it's not a question of was it this item or was it a different item, was it wine or was it oil. The only real factor over here is were you having a mind to be guarding this or not having a mind to be guarding it. And in the case where the scarf fell down and someone else picked it up and they took it, like what does it make a difference if someone else did it? If you understand someone's watching it and there's a total, you're watching the whole time, then it should say that it's tahor. Why is it that we say that it's going to be tameh? So, Bish, Shlomo Rabbi Eliezer Ben Tzaddik, I understand when it comes up to the case of Eliezer Ben Tzaddik when you talk about the women who switched the clothing, and we could say over there, but why, what's going to be Pshat or Bekiva says that it's going to be tameh because Kol Achas V'Achas Ameris, each one says, Chaverti Eishes Ama Aretz. Maybe each one is going to say, my friend over there, she's the wife of Ama Aretz. Therefore, maybe just like he's not careful with certain things, she's not careful with it either, and therefore it becomes Tameh. Rabbi Yochanan ben Amram Nami, Yonasan ben Amram Nami, the case where you have a person who goes, who wants to take the weekday thing and he takes his Shabbos clothing, Kevin the Kalim the Shabbos, Avid Lushim Mirtfei, since you're more careful with that, therefore, it's considered the Kehesach Adas. Elu Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar. In that case, if a person goes and drops it, and the other person picks it up and gets it back, Navadu Shimer Bidei Chavrei. Why can't we just say that the person who owns it is still guarding it while it's in the person's hand? Therefore, it should be that it's totally fine. And says Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan Chazaka, straight up, that Ein Adam Shamer Mashbeit Chaveru. A person is not guarding something that's in somebody else's hands, and that's why it's got to become Tame, plain and simple. In fact, the Gemara Velo. Really, is that so? You're telling me someone doesn't guard something that's in somebody else's hands? Beep, turn the page.
V'otanya, chafamad beis, beep, chafamad beis. Hayri shayi chamar v'pol of tunun taros. Let's say you have a person who hires donkey drivers and these workers, and it says that, what's the din by them? Rashi says we're dealing with here, amaratzim, tunun taros. Rashi says, kegon yayin b'chavios shel cheres, wine in barrels of pottery. V'hein einim nogin b'tochan. They don't touch the inside of the pottery. V'kli cheres einim mitma b'gabo. It doesn't get tummy from the outside, only from the inside. Afal pi shehifling mehen yosim yigimil. Even if he separates himself from them, even a great distance, Tarasav Taharos, his Taharos remained Tahor. V'im Amar, Rashi says, V'ein Choshen Shema Nagu, we're not worried that maybe they touched it. They came into Ludian Shehu Maflik, he didn't tell him that he's separating himself. Kol Shaita Savar Hashtasi, they thought every second, he's going to come. Alma Adam Shamer, Mashabiyad Chevero. Oh, well, you see, a person can actually guard something that's in the hands of somebody else. What are you going to do now? Now let's just finish it off. V'im Amar Lehem, but if he says to them, Luchu, you guys go ahead, Vani Yavo Acharecha, I'm going to come after you. Kevin Shenis Almaina, man, once they can't see him anymore, Tarasov Tameos, everything that was Tar becomes Tame. Now, Frakta Gemara, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference in Reisha and the Seifa? In other words, if it's Tar in the beginning, it should be, if it's Tame when he no longer sees them, then why isn't it Tame also in the first case when they don't see them? It says Gemara, Rav Yitzchak, Nafcha Reisha b'metaher chamarov upolav lekach. In the Reisha, it was actually dealing with the case where he was metaher them. He put them. He went to the mikvah. Rashi says the olam ain on the mashamer mashabiyad chaver. Really, a person is not mashamer in the hands of his friends. V'hani ain srichin shimor. You don't have to watch them. You know why? Dinami nagu loich basil. We're fine. Kishet. To be on the kachas, you know, we're dealing with a case where they actually tovel. So we don't have the Rashi's with this kash of, oh, you see that you're telling me that something is in the hands of someone else. You're not able to be a mashamer. You're able to be not able to be a mashamer. We see that you are. Says Mar, no, here we see we're clearly talking about the case that you're not, but the reason why it's not going to become Tameh is because they became Tarasized. Says Gemara, okay, once you Tarasize them, in other words, you make them go to Mikveh, Yahachi, Sefanami, and in the Sefa also, we shouldn't have a problem. Why is it that we said the wine is going to be Tameh if he tells them you go ahead? Says Gemara, no, Ein Amaretz Makbid al Maga Chavero. And Amaretz is not Makbid about touching his friend. In other words, he sees his friend, and he thinks they're Tara anyway, and that you guys are being crazy of making him go to Mikveh. So then what happens is he's going to touch them, they're going to go to Tameh, and then touch it, and it's going to be a problem. Says Gemara, Yehachi Reishanami, then we have a Kasha on the Reisha also, because when the guy is outside of the site, they can go ahead and they're going to touch it, and it's going to be a problem. It says, no, but Balahem Derech Akalosam. We're talking about a case where he can come and show up on another type of route where they don't expect them to be coming. Rashi says, "Kashiach lovelhem pitom derech hakolos and shalo yavina hilkach the dachle mine dechale dachle." Anyway, point is that they're not going to go ahead and touch it. Iachi seifanamis and the seifa also. Then the wine should be tahor because they're scared. Maybe he's going to show up. Nope. Kevin the amalahu lechuv ani avacharechem. You guys go ahead. I'm going to come after you. Mismach samcha daitayu. They are samach on themselves. They feel good about the fact that they don't think you're going to show up, and therefore we're worried that they're actually going to touch something. Hajan alach ain darshin. Ain da la la la. Hey, ain da la la la. Ho. You know what our minhag is when we say hajan alach. So let's actually do that. Let's go back to the very beginning of the parak, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, says the Mishnah, Ein Darshan Ba'arayos B'Shloshah, it can't be Darshan B'Shloshah, Vav Ma'isa B'Rishas B'Shnayim. Good, now we're Yotzei with that. Okay, my friends, we're going to pull it up short over here. We're going to stop over here, starting Beis Hashem tomorrow with a brand new parak, Beis Hashem is Burach. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.